This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back with the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're taking your calls, questions, your comments, and a very common question that we've been getting is how many people who have been vaccinated with COVID have still died from COVID? And we knew the numbers were really, really low, but there were some people who died. I believe, was it in Maine? There were 8 people that were reported, or different states have given us the numbers, and they've all been pretty low. So we finally have a little bit of data that we could talk about, which is very, very promising from the vaccine front. And so an Associated Press analysis from available government data said that, this comes from May, that breakthrough infections in fully vaccinated people accounted for fewer than 1,200 of more than 853,000 COVID-19 hospitalizations. So of the hospitalizations in those who were vaccinated, those who got COVID after vaccination, despite vaccination, about 0.1%. Then there were 150 of the more than 18,000 COVID-19 deaths that occurred in May. Only 150 occurred in those who were fully vaccinated. And that translated into a 0.8%. So those numbers are significant, but they are also significant in that, you know, it shows that the vaccine does prevent death. And this is something that has been, you know, a big point of contention in terms of, you know, do we continue to promote it? Do we consider mandates? I'm not a fan of mandates, but I am a fan of promoting and considering suggesting it and encouraging it. And this data is pretty promising. No, some people don't trust the data. They don't trust that the government is telling us of all the possible deaths that happened. You know, were some vaccinated people, did they die of a heart attack? And was that heart attack COVID related? So now it's interesting. When the deaths had occurred, very sadly and tragically, in early 2020, people that might have had a heart attack, but they tested positive for COVID, was counted as COVID if they tested positive for COVID. Now, if somebody died, were they tested, and is that counted? I am assuming that the government is doing what they're supposed to. But I could tell you right now, I am noticing that those who have been vaccinated, when they do come up positive for COVID, it's milder. So I'm a fan. All right. Do I think it should be mandated? No. Do I think we need to force people to get it? No. Do I think the vaccine offers lifelong immunity? No, I don't. In fact, one of the studies we're going to be talking about in a little bit shows that the vaccine immunity for some might only last a few months. So the boosters are not going to, we are not going to be able to escape the need for boosters. Another question one of you had asked is, what is going on with the Delta variant and what is the Delta Plus? So the Delta variant is the one that originated in India. We're not calling them India or UK variants anymore. We're using Greek letters as asked by the World Health Organization to not stigmatize any countries. And I get that because the Delta variant is already in the United States. So, yeah, it might have originated there. It helps us to know that. But we don't have to, in our usual discourse, keep calling something from another country. Okay? Right? We could call it the Delta variant. That is currently in the United States. The last thing anybody wants in the U.S. is somebody saying, I got U.S.-itis, or I have U.S. COVID. That kind of implies that it was made and leaked from a U.S. lab. So we don't want to do that. People are still calling the virus the Wuhan virus. I'll let you guys decide if that's something you want to do. But I do not want to call any sort of strain that grows out of the U.S. a U.S. virus, so I get that. I understand that. So there is a Delta Plus variant, which is an additional mutation, the K417N spike mutation. Now, the Delta variant has already been a variant of concern because apparently it's a lot more easily transmissible. It also has a higher lethality. There's a lot of comorbidities that can happen with it, as you can see what's been going on in the country of India, where the variant possibly originated. It has been pretty vicious, accounting for multiple hundreds of thousands of cases a day. The variant plus, the Delta plus, has an additional spike protein mutation. What makes that one a little frustrating is it can evade monoclonal antibody success. So monoclonal antibody is a treatment that has done very well in fighting COVID. You need to get the monoclonal antibodies in there quickly. And so before you have antibodies or before you've been vaccinated, it actually gives you the antibodies to be able to block the virus. This is what Trump got, which blew my mind how minimal his COVID course was. And so I credit the monoclonal antibodies. So the Delta variant is being wily enough, or the Delta Plus variant that has apparently been identified in the U.S., 83 cases at the time. Keep in mind that's an underestimation because the average person with mild COVID is not getting tested. CDC isn't testing them. The average person doesn't want to get tested. So we can't really say how many cases of Delta or Delta Plus are here because we're not testing everybody and people aren't getting tested if it's mild or if they're vaccinated. But we do know it's here. So apparently India started to go through this third wave, and which has been very concerning why there's still these waves. Why haven't we been able to move forward with now that we have vaccines and we have medications and we've been masking and social distancing? That's because the virus is getting smarter. It's a smarter virus. And so this Delta Plus variant, maybe it also knows how to outsmart social distancing, knows how to outsmart masks. So, you know, we can only study so much so quickly. And I know it's not going to be a very easy sound bite or easy headline to see if somebody says, look, you know, these viruses are outsmarting our social distancing measures. Those headlines came out months into the pandemic. They didn't really take off. So what are we going to learn from? The vaccine is apparently preventing major hospitalizations, deaths. Still have some people dying. Still have people getting the virus, but it's doing exactly what it said it was supposed to do. Minimize your risk of death and hospitalization. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So we have some breaking news. Looks like Biden says we have a deal. Republicans and Democrats have reached an agreement on a nearly $1 trillion infrastructure package. There was compromise on at both ends, and it comes to $253 billion. How it's going to be paid for is going to be revealed a little bit later today. But President Biden says we had a really good meeting, and to answer your direct question, we have a deal, the president told reporters. He says, I think it's really important. We've all agreed that none of us got all what we wanted. I clearly didn't get all I wanted. They gave more than I think, maybe they were inclined to give in the first place. So according to the Associated Press, the deal would put a $953 billion or would put $953 billion towards infrastructure. He said, we made serious compromises on both ends. This reminds me of the days we used to get an awful lot done in Congress. And so he seems happy. Biden was surrounded by bipartisan group of senators led by Democratic Senator Kyrsten Sinema and Republican Senator Rob Portman. Senator Susan Collins from Maine said the two parties agreed on a price tag, the scope, and how to pay for it, which blows my mind because there's been a lot of contention, a lot of back and forth. And so I guess other senators who helped reach the deal were Bill Cassidy, Republican senators, Bill Cassidy, Mitt Romney, Lisa Murkowski, and Democratic senators Joe Manchin, Jeanne Shaheen, Mark Warner, and John Tester. So they are going to give more details. The original American Jobs Plan was supposed to cost $2 trillion. The Democratic president wanted to pay for the plan by bumping back up the corporate tax rate, which was decreased in 2017 as part of the tax bill signed by then President Donald Trump and backed by congressional Republicans, according to Daily Mail. So this is, I like to look at the psychology of politics, and I like to look at how it affects you and I. I know it's a game. Politics is a game. And everything has to be a compromise. I get very, very nervous when you have one side or another says we're going to ram something through, you know, or we're going to not allow filibuster, or we're going to do majority rules. And, it makes us nervous that it isn't something where everybody could agree upon. And me, as a physician, I realize that there's a lot of things that you can use to meet somebody halfway when it comes to medicine, when it comes to a medical treatment regimen, when it comes to, like, for example, diabetes. And I tell somebody, you have to go on insulin, and you have to be doing shots, and you have to be checking your blood sugars, and you just have to do it. It doesn't work that way. And if they say, but look, you know, I want to still be able to eat. I want to be able to do this. Well, okay, well, let's talk about it. Let's come up with a plan. Yeah, but you know what? I like sweets. So can you eat fruit? You realize your sugar might go up. You might have to add extra insulin. But can we cut the cake? But you could at least have some fruit. Or look at these recipes here. All right, that allow you to have some sweets, but aren't as have a high glycemic index. Takes a lot of time. It also takes somebody caring. A doctor that doesn't care will just spend 2 seconds in the room saying, this is what you do. I wrote it down for you. Don't ask me any questions. See ya. But a doctor that goes, look, what is it about, you know, the current diabetic regimen that you just can't do? You know, I actually had patients that I didn't fire, but I suggested they see somebody else because, you know, none of my options were working for them, and they just weren't following what they needed to do. Well, I need to come here for pain medication. I don't want to go and see the orthopedist. I don't want to see the neurosurgeon. I don't want to. I just want to take the pain medication. Yeah. And, you know, well, but, you know, I wanted you to follow up, and I wanted you to, you know, no. Yeah, that doesn't work for me. And, you know, at some point I'm like, yeah, so but this might not be the right place because we just can't do, you know, repeatedly copious amounts of pain medication. You know, so we need you to find a doctor that can work with your schedule and get you in with an orthopedic doctor or a neurosurgeon. You know, if you're saying the ones that I've tried to set you up with just didn't work for you. And it turns out that, you know, most of them are only open Monday through Friday, so there's not much you can do with that. But, you know, there's only so much you could do. But there has to be compromise. Even kids and parents. Before I had kids, I'm like, they're not going to cuss. They're going to go to Temple Church every week. They're going to eat all their vegetables. They're going to clean their rooms. They're going to make their bed. Nah, just didn't happen. And you would think, I'm mama. I can make them do anything I want. No. All compromising. So infrastructure, obviously, with what happened in Miami, from what we understand, 51 people currently missing. We haven't gotten any updates in the last couple hours. One person died when a condo Champlain Towers crashed, just collapsed at about 1:30 a.m. local time. And multiple people still missing, at least 51 people still missing. We'll keep you guys posted on any new information we have on that. But infrastructure is something that I think is overlooked. I think there's multiple flaws. I think there's not a lot of attention to those areas. Whether a $1 trillion deal is going to be able to be paid for, if the timing right now is, you know, ideal or not, that's going to be up to debate. But I know there is a lot of anxiety on how this is going to be paid for. And so people say, yeah, but at least, you know, Republicans were there. But, you know, remember, they're kind of the moderate Republicans. So I wouldn't be surprised if there are going to be taxes. But Biden did promise that nobody's going to get taxed if they make, you know, less than $400,000 a year. So that's a pretty strong promise. So, you know, I personally am really exhausted with the whole political games and the back and forth. And I know people said, well, we don't want Biden to have a win because then he could get reelected. I think it's really beyond any of that. Whenever you have a country as volatile and vulnerable as we are right now, we need whoever is in office to be successful. Whoever doesn't like him, doesn't like him. And the phrase that I believe Reagan, you know, termed, you know, can you say you're better off now than you were 4 years ago? Or you're, you know, sorry if I'm misquoting. Actually, let me get that quote. That's like a fantastic quote. I apologize. I got to get that quote up. But, and that's really what determines elections. Reagan, better off now quote. I'm typing. Look, that's what, yeah. I think I'm allowed to do that on air. Oh, that was, oh yeah, with Jimmy Carter. When, now, mind you, I was too young for that election. I was really little. All right. But basically, he said, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? Is there more or less unemployment than there was 4 years ago? And when Reagan was up against Jimmy Carter, that was kind of his winning phrase. Being able to then, you know, people look at themselves going, no, we're not better off now. And it put a focus or the lens that you looked at through the Jimmy Carter presidency was kind of was minimized to that one statement for many that went to the polls. So for Biden, for those who have, like Biden, they're going to reelect him, or they'll vote for Kamala Harris, whoever's running. For those that don't and miss Trump or, you know, want the country going in a different direction, they're going to vote. I think there's a lot less people on the fence than we know. But one thing that I do urge is that moderacy is what ends up being the predominant party alignment, where you have the moderates on both sides. And I understand people say, well, things need to get done. And the only way things get to be done if you are radical or revolutionary. Not entirely. I think things get done when people work together. There's going to be a lot of drama when it comes to schools, critical race theory, and there's these, sadly, when issues come up, it's either on, off, black, white, there's either a wall or there's not a wall. Why is it, you know, why do things have to be looked at like that? Because then, of course, people pick sides. You're either pro-life or you're pro-choice. You're either Republican or you're Democrat. Why can't you just be a party that, you know, look, I want people to have jobs. I don't want people getting screwed. I don't want inflation. I don't want a recession. I don't want government in my business. I want to be safe. But I don't know what party that is. Some people say, oh, that's the Democrat Party. Some people say that's the Republican Party. That's just how I politically feel. So to me, that's the Dahlia Party, but nobody's going to join a Dahlia Party. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Oh, actually, there we go. I apologize. I thought we were already at a bumper. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Yeah.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At least 51 people are unaccounted for after a high-rise condo partially collapsed near Miami Beach. A Miami-Dade County commissioner telling the Washington Post they are unaccounted for because they have not been heard from or not have called family or friends to say they are okay. As rescue efforts continue, Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says he's hoping for the best when it comes to people's safety after the partial collapse.
It's a really, really tragic situation. So we'll hope for the best in terms of additional recoveries, but we are bracing for some bad news just given the destruction that we're seeing.
Weekly jobless claims are down. The Labor Department reporting 411,000 Americans filed for first-time unemployment benefits last week. That's 7,000 fewer than the previous week's revised total. You're listening to USA Radio News. The WHO is recommending against COVID vaccines in children and adolescents, and now the CDC comes out with some new information as well.
The CDC Advisory Committee said Wednesday that there's a likely association between cases of heart inflammation in some adolescents and young adults and the Pfizer and Moderna COVID vaccines. The CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices says that the benefits of vaccination outweigh the risks, given the incidents are extremely rare and usually exhibit mild symptoms. The FDA also plans on including a new warning with the vaccines about the potential risk of myocarditis or pericarditis. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The strawberry supermoon will be on display tonight. According to NASA, the first full moon of the summer is considered a supermoon because it will appear bigger and brighter than other full moons due to its relative closeness to the Earth. It's the third supermoon this year, and NASA says it will be the last of 2021. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Taking your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So what did you guys eat for breakfast? I've started to avoid a lot of the sugary cereals. Try to eat some protein. I might do some granola because I know it's got to help you poop, and I like to get that done early in my day. Otherwise, I have to, like, stop everything, which I have done. We're in the middle of my show. I had to go potty, and so we had to play a replay temporarily. My poor producers, they just have to, unfortunately, deal with so much about me. But I remember guys eat chocolate in the morning. I love chocolate. You know, in my skinniest days, I would have chocolate every day. I bragged about it. I'd say, you know, when I lost all the baby weight, I still had chocolate every day. Now, I thought the reasoning why I was still able to lose all the baby weight and then some is because, you know, I still exercised and I did everything I was supposed to. But I think it was because I wasn't starving myself of something or that I would crave. And so it didn't make any sense for me to be chocolateless for 6 months after the pregnancy and then all of a sudden eat chocolate and gain weight. So I'm like, I'm going to lose weight, and as I lose weight, I'm going to have chocolate. And I lost the weight. Then in 2012, a study came out saying, yeah, chocolate might not, a little bit of morning chocolate might not necessarily cause you to gain weight. In fact, I think the BMIs were lower. Now, I have been avoiding chocolate. My friend got me a box of chocolates. There's a problem with these chocolates, though. See, I like the chocolates that have, like, I like the chocolates with the alcohol in them, and I like the chocolates that have the raspberry in them. These are good chocolates, but what I don't like is when they have, you know, I've kind of bit a couple of these. See, I don't know what the inside of that. I don't think that's coconut. That might be a nougat thing, so I didn't. Hold on a second. Hey, this is hard. Okay, I think this has like caramel in it. Nope. And I don't want that one. Hold on. I tried this one, I was like nougat. So I don't know if these count. But I sure like my chocolate. And they say apparently in this new study that chocolate for breakfast in postmenopausal women, which I'm becoming as we speak, has some potential benefits. In fact, it kept their appetite down. Now, I do 3 hours a day of radio. And you guys are like, yeah, we know. And one of the reasons why I have so much energy, the reason why I'm so perky and happy, well, a good bra, but the reason why my attitude is so perky is because I try to get some chocolate into me. Let's look at this study. And by the way, we're not talking the disgusting, bitter, 90% cocoa, unyummy chocolate. They included milk chocolate, which is what most of us have access. I like the dark chocolate, but the type of dark chocolate I like is like Hershey's dark, where it's still pretty sweet. I can't have the cocoa, the bitter cocoa that leaves a bad taste in your mouth. I can't do that. So they say this is a paper published in the FASEB journal. They looked at 19 postmenopausal women. I know you're thinking 19 postmenopausal women is too small a study. I'm telling you right now, 19 postmenopausal women in a room feel like 19,000. So just, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I think it's fine. I'm sure the researchers are like, you know what, we're good. 19 is fine. They were involved in a randomized controlled crossover trial. Sounds medical and academic enough to me. I say, guys, let's call it. I think it's, to me, I'm convinced. The women consumed 100 grams of milk chocolate, either 1 hour of waking up or within 1 hour of going to bed. Researchers compared weight gain and other measures to women who had no chocolate intake. So what's 100 grams? So hold on a second. This is See's Candy. I don't know how many grams it is. Hold on. Doesn't say. Oh, 454 grams. This is 454 grams, so I could eat a quarter of this box, and it's 100 grams. Okay, that's pretty good. And that's with the box. That's okay, so I could eat a bunch of pieces, I'm assuming. 100 grams, that's kind of a lot of chocolate. So I don't think that's a whole candy bar, though. Let me look it up. This is just too important. I finally get to cover news. That is, oh my gosh, this is really important. Okay, so how many grams in a chocolate bar? Let's take a look. Oh, come on. How many grams of standard chocolate bar? 45 grams. 45 grams is in one chocolate bar. And they say women consumed 100 grams of milk chocolate. Sign me up for the study. The researchers reported that morning or nighttime chocolate intake did not lead to weight gain. And and that eating chocolate in either the morning or the evening can influence hunger and appetite, your microbiota composition, which is the bacteria in your intestine. This is just so exciting. Sleep and more factors. Now, see, I purposely don't eat. I'm like a very early dinner eater. I'll eat dinner at about 4 or 5 p.m. and then be done. And it's not because I'm trying to fast or anything like that. It's just, it was just when I was, you know, all my skinny days, you just wouldn't eat before you went to bed. I would always gain weight if I ate before I went to bed. Like when we were doing those 36-hour shifts and you're eating in the middle of the night to keep your energy up, I actually gained. It didn't matter that I was up and I was moving and I was active. For some reason, I gained weight. So I noticed if I eat dinner by 5, I don't gain weight. But they're saying chocolate an hour before bedtime helped for some of these women. Now, knowing my luck, it wouldn't help for me, but this is really cool. And it said it might have helped them sleep. Now, why would it help you sleep? Well, remember I talked to you about how chocolate might affect your serotonin receptors? It might help give your serotonin a little boost. And serotonin is your happy hormone. You know, chocolate has been known to be an aphrodisiac. That's why my husband always brings me chocolate. I don't need the flowers. The flowers don't really do much. Jewelry, not much. But chocolate, I'm good. So, and then apparently you could sleep better. They found a high intake of chocolate during the morning hours could actually help with fat burning and reduce blood glucose levels. Eating chocolate at night could also alter metabolism the following morning. Now, I find this very odd because I've spoken to you guys about sugar. Sugar screws with your metabolism. Sugar will take your metabolism and slow it down because it'll induce insulin secretion. And circulating levels of insulin can mess with your metabolism. And so we really kind of have an anti-sugar sort of attitudes in order for us to be able to keep our weight down. Jennifer Aniston said she was intermittent fasting. I think she cuts her sugar back and she looks great. So sugar is kind of a no-no. But according to this scientist, Dr. Frank Shear, PhD, MSc, is a neuroscientist with the Division of Sleep and Circadian Disorders, Department of Medicine and Neurology at Brigham and Women's Hospital, said our findings highly, they're missing a, there's a typo there, that not only what, but also when, I think he meant highlight, our findings highlight not only what, but also when we can eat can impact physiological mechanisms involved in the regulation of body weight. Now, they do agree that there was a limited number of postmenopausal females, and they do need to study men and young females. You know what? Maybe 20 years ago I needed you to study for young females, but no, I'm good. I am good. And you know what? More chocolate for me. I'm just so happy. I am so happy because I knew I lost weight eating chocolate. I was telling you guys that when I lost weight, I would have a little bit of chocolate in the morning. It was enough to help me potty, so I didn't have to eat like a big bowl of cereal or whatever. Then I would eat at 10, I would eat at 2, and then I would have my dinner by 6, and then I would go to bed by 9, 10 o'clock, and it worked. Now, mind you, I was in my 20s, and so my metabolism was better. But I gotta tell you, man, this perimenopausal time stinks. And it's depressing, and you don't like the way you look, and you don't like the way you're aging. And if I could have 100 grams of sugar or chocolate, I'm a happy girl. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So one of our listeners has asked, when is the FDA going to give full approval of the vaccines? We don't know that yet. I am expecting it's supposed to be happening within the next few months. Sadly, we aren't really hearing much about that. The only thing we heard today is that the FDA is probably going to add a warning to the Pfizer and Moderna fact sheet based on myocarditis and pericarditis cases that are happening in a handful of people who had received the vaccine, a handful meaning 1,200 reports, a few hundred of which were verified to the CDC standards, and they're still reviewing those cases. So would it prevent FDA approval of the vaccine? No. There's what FDA will do if there are warnings is they have varying levels of warning, including a black box warning. And these warnings, so something could become FDA approved, but with warnings of don't take this medicine if, or don't use this medicine if. So like, for example, Accutane. You can't take Accutane for acne if you're pregnant. And I believe now there's rules that you need to be on birth control and take regular pregnancy tests. Some medications that are out there, you have to do tuberculosis tests. So there's medications that can be approved by the FDA despite having caveats or certain groups of certain populations that shouldn't have, like kids. This is FDA approved, but not for children. It's not approved for kids under two or things like that. So that I do not believe that what's happening with the myocarditis, pericarditis, heart inflammation link that they found upticked when millions of younger teens and young adults got the COVID vaccine. I don't think this is going to affect FDA approval. A study done by Kaiser Family Foundation says that nearly one-third of Americans are waiting on the FDA approval to get the COVID-19 vaccine. Now, that complicates things. So I met with some doctors last night at a CME meeting about, you know, vaccine hesitancy. And, you know, some people thought, oh, it's misinformation on the Internet, misinformation on the Internet. And there, yes, there is misinformation on the Internet. I've done studies with medical students on it. But misinformation might be used inappropriately. So when somebody is reporting that the CDC is looking at the myocarditis cases, somebody might think, oh, they're reading misinformation. I think the term might be they might be misinterpreting relative risk, but somebody reporting on things that happen, or somebody getting a blood clot from the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, which happened in my neck of the woods, in somebody who lives in my city, that's not misinformation. Those are facts. Somebody got a blood clot after they took the vaccine. That happened. You know, whether you think it was from the vaccine or not is your opinion, but somebody, you know, I mean, it's rare. You could say it's rare. You know, this is the number of cases. So one, though, thing that some people are telling me is if a school is going to mandate the vaccine, I'm going to wait till it's FDA approved. And in fact, some universities say, look, we're probably going to mandate it, but it's really going to depend on FDA approval. So a recent Kaiser Family Foundation survey found that nearly one-third of Americans are actually waiting for full FDA approval before they say they would even feel comfortable getting the COVID-19 vaccine. Currently, the existing vaccines have been given emergency use authorization by the FDA. Officials say once the full clearance has been passed down, then there might be a significant uptick in vaccination mandates from employers. So I know some people that don't want the FDA approval, because once that happens, then they'll see more mandates. So Dr. Amy Edwards of Rainbow Babies and Children's Hospital Pediatric Infectious Disease says once you have full FDA approval, there's very little standing in the way of a company requiring you to get vaccinated. Dr. Edwards also thinks vaccines into primary care doctors' offices would help if they could be stored and administered safely. She says if you could go to your doctor, chat about your blood pressure, chat about your heart, and then get your shot, I think a lot of people might go for that. I was talking to a physician yesterday, same thing. They said if the doctors could have the shots, there'd be a lot of discussions one-on-one maybe more ease in terms of discussing the side effects, as opposed to going to a place where there's military and people are standing in line, going to get the shot, you know, not allowed to take out their phones. You know, it's sometimes an intimidating process for somebody who was told for 15 months to stay home, that they can't go to a concert, they can't go to a movie, they can't go to a restaurant because of COVID, and now they're being told to go to a convention center that's indoors with thousands of people. So in terms of FDA approval, we don't have it yet. They expect it might take a few months. In the meantime, however, some employers are still moving forward with mandates. In San Francisco, they are going to require all city employees to be vaccinated. But, I apologize, they're also waiting for full FDA approval. The letter to this effect was posted Wednesday on the city's Department of Human Resources page. City workers who refuse to be vaccinated and don't get a medical or religious exemption could be fired. The new policy makes San Francisco the first city or county in California and probably the U.S. to mandate COVID vaccinations for all government employees. Employees are 10 weeks after a vaccine is approved by the FDA to get their shots. The three vaccines currently that would be up for FDA approval is Moderna, Pfizer, and Johnson & Johnson. They're still under emergency authorization. AstraZeneca might skip the whole emergency authorization and just go straight for regular approval. And again, they're expecting this to happen within the next few months. So starting Monday, employees have 30 days to report to the city their current vaccination status, including showing proof of vaccination. Employees will report the vaccination status to the city's payroll system. They must provide proof by uploading a photo of the vaccination card or the QR code generated by the state's digital verification system. As of Wednesday, about 55% of city employees have said they are at least partially vaccinated. According to the Department of Human Resources, 5% have said they're not. Vaccination status of the remaining 40% are unknown. So these city workers include police and firefighters. Police and firefighters have traditionally not been as enthusiastic about the vaccine. So what's very interesting is in a city of 35,000 employees, if you have law enforcement that do not want to get the vaccine and they're being told they may be fired, there could be some huge, huge issues in terms of public safety. The new mandate will not include teachers who work for the school district. And I believe most school districts are moving towards a mandatory vaccine. So I know there was a lot of concern with the FDA addition of the possible risk of myocarditis, how people can still mandate vaccines. Companies can do whatever the heck they want, it looks like. Yeah, as long as they're not violating race, gender, discriminating, you're not supposed to discriminate. Although, sadly, we still see places do that, to both sides. If it's a private entity, they can mandate it, just like Houston Methodist Hospital. And then you have a choice, according to courts, to quit. What's going to make it difficult is if every hospital or if every government agency says you can't come here if you're not vaccinated. Now, that could then start to prevent somebody in that field from gaining any employment. But they are giving you an out, a medical exemption or religious exemption. So, 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government. government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.